Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office. You may be exercising, or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. One of our biggest enemies that is detrimental to our growth or mental peace, more than we can imagine, is when we are compared to someone or our lives to something. This happens a lot in our society. Broadly speaking, there are two types of it. Done by another person, like mom, dad, brother, friend or teacher. Or even worse, done by us. There are millions of memes that does rounds on social media. Quote unquote, Sharma ji ka beta. Now, comparing our grades to our neighbor's kids or our behavior to the ones who are more disciplined during our childhood does leave a mark on our psyche. This develops into a sense of peer-to-peer comparison during teenagers. Those of us who were in our teens before the social media's influx would relate to how we used to seek our peers' validation. We need to dress in a certain way to get accepted in a group. Now, the cool kids also had the pressure to look cool, so they would spend extra time and money buying those cool hair products or getting a nice skirt. Now, every human compares, and that's how we judge people. Judging and comparing are connected at their very basic level. It's for our survival. Now, we use judgment to gauge a scenario or a person and then take action on it. Some of these social comparisons can be good. You see a friend who can do a 10-kilometer run, you may get motivated, saying, if he or she can, I can too. Or, my friend has done the sweet thing for their partner on their anniversary. Let me try it. There are some upward and downward social comparisons also. The sort of upward social comparisons like, his dress looks better than mine, her hairdo is better than mine, I'm half as good as he, I'm never going to be able to do the work that my friend does, would just kill us. We all have done that, and I can bet almost everything that it affects everyone similarly, negatively. And to add fuel to the fire, social media just ups the game in adding shame in our lives. We compare our lives to vacations our friends take, to those gorgeous beaches or sunsets that they post with a sparkling wine glass in the frame overlooking beautiful white sands of the beach. We compare our lifestyles to the expensive cars that they drive, the business class travels that they travel by, the watches they wear, the shops they shop from. We all seek validation and attention. And the best part, we think our contentment or happiness is linked to the things we don't have. And the other type, downward social comparison, feeling better by comparing ourselves with someone who is less richer or less smarter, is not a healthy way of living life either. In general, majority of our issues are because we live in this illusion that if we get this promotion, I will be happier. If I get this new phone, that's it. I don't need anything else. If I get this and if I get that, my life will be sorted. Not realizing that our comparative future lifestyles will have other problems that we haven't factored in. We live in this superficial bubble that when we achieve something, we will be more satisfied, not enjoying the current moment. We all do that, and I agree that it's almost impossible to not see others having these expensive things and expensive vacations and wanting them for ourselves. But we can change the way we look at things. Scientists and great thinkers have made incredible pointers in their lifetime for us to take note of. Scientists say if we use upward social comparison without getting lost into it, it'll help us stay motivated. For example, if you play a sport, look who you admire in that sport, in your team. Try and learn those qualities that you admire, keeping a healthy relationship with that person, without getting caustic. Instead of using social media to look at others' pictures and feel low, Use social media to build communities. Share your stories, share your paintings, your poems. Appreciate the art that you like, the beauty in whatever you find. Comment on those posts, but be positive in them. Try and create similar sort of emotions virtually that are prevalent in our real lives. Feel genuinely happy for your friends' vacation photographs. Do not let them annoy you or drag you down. If you like it, give it a like or a good comment. And it is okay to not comment at all. We don't know what that friend is actually going through, how many problems he or she has gone through. Each of our paths is different. Use upward social comparison for good. And if you see someone who is not doing as good as you, see if you can help them. By helping someone else, there are two advantages. Now, the scientists say, one is a person gets helped, benefited, and the other is by helping someone, we actually feel good. Feel-good neurotransmitters like dopamine gets released that helps you be happy. That is why it is also called helper's high. According to scientists and great thinkers, we can start by being content with what we have. Try being grateful for something that you have and also something that you don't have. Just be happy that we have all the limbs functioning, have a job, a partner, have a roof over our heads, have food to eat, or at the very least that you've got this gift of another day to breathe. You can do something to change the bad thing in your life right now. Transform it into something beautiful. Instead of comparing our lives, work towards creating your own. We all have that one goal that we want to achieve. Keep that as your focus. Take baby steps towards it. There will be setbacks. Don't get disheartened. When I sit down to record for my podcasts, every single time, there is a setback. The place where I stay is super calm. No traffic flow, hardly any noise around. But whenever I decide to record, there would be a huge number of cars that would be coming by, parking outside, crows that start to caw and wouldn't stop, kids playing outside making noise. All those sounds possibly that would interfere with the recording. Now, I would give up recording at that time and use that time to read about other topics for podcasts or write content or even do something about social media pages, but not get agitated and fume about it. Because remember Murphy's Law? Everything that has to happen will happen. Keep working towards your goal and you can have all the satisfaction in the world by accomplishing it. Comparison leads to envy and jealousy. Instead of using your energy in comparing how your life is with that of your friends, use that energy in building your own. Because in all honesty, nobody can accomplish your dreams, only you can. Only you know how would your dream look once executed. Like a director knows how the movie is going to be, even before the start of the shoot, only you have a vision of your end product. Thanks, and take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.